Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Happy freaking Monday, champion. It's Sam Crowley, host of the Every Day is Saturday podcast. So great to have you back inside Saturday Nation. Let's get right into it. I want to talk about your checkbook, and I want to talk about your calendar. Because committed decisions show up in only those two places, in your calendar and in your checkbook. No matter what you say you value, and I've heard everybody, oh, I value this. I really focus on this. This is what, well, no matter what you say or even think your priorities are, all you got to do is look at last year's calendar and look at your checkbook to see and determine where you have made truly a priority. Like, where have you gone to make those priorities, those decisions? So you take a look at the average person's calendar. And it says probably, well, if you got to go to a job, then, you know, it says a meeting at 8, conference call at 10, lunch with the guys or lunch with the girls, and then another meeting, and then maybe some cold calls. And or if you were like myself and a lot of other outside salespeople, then you had appointments booked up at 8, 10, 12, and outside sales, inside sales, things like that. You get it, right? And then you look at your checkbook, and what's that look like? You know, you got that old ATM debit card that comes right out of the checking account. You got that $4 cup of coffee. You got that maybe little mini vacation getaway. You got your nails. You got your hair. You got your country club membership. You got your luxury car payment and the car insurance. It goes, you know what I'm going with this, right? You know where I'm going right now. I mean, we've gotten to the point where I think we can start making some sort of determination about where your values are and where your priorities are. See, as an entrepreneur or somebody who wants to launch a movement, your calendar should be filled with activities that are all around that. You know, for me, and I think probably I'd say the same for a lot of people listening to this podcast, it's faith, family, finances, health. I think faith, family, health is probably the top three in most people's priority. But does your calendar and your checkbook represent that? What about business, though? Let's talk about that for a perspective, because you got to drive the revenue. And a lot of people ask the question, hey, man, if I launch this movement, how long is it going to take to see results? Well, just look at your checkbook and look at your calendar. Are you investing in a mentor? Are you investing in software that's going to make it easier for you to get your message out there? If you create audios, like, for example, myself, who is audio-driven, I don't even do nearly as many videos as I do audios. Matter of fact, I'm probably, I'll put a percentage on it, 75-25 audio to video. That's just my business. I see the audio revolution coming. I think it's been building up for a long, long time. A lot of people jumping on iTunes. I shared an article with our Momentum Club over the weekend that Spotify could be looking to podcast to save their entire platform, to save it. Why? Well, because they're losing money. Spotify is hemorrhaging revenue. And the reason they're hemorrhaging revenue is because they're on the hook to pay so much out in royalties to the record companies who own all the songs that they play on their platform that it's just not a good revenue model. But with podcasting, the advertisers are already kind of baked inside of the podcast. And these big-time podcasters that have a huge following bring those listeners over to Spotify, and it's kind of like, hey, you know what? We don't have to pay anybody anything. This is kind of cool, or certainly not as much as we're paying the record companies. By the way, I've had more and more people send me messages on Instagram letting me know they listen to this podcast on Spotify. So thank you very much for those of you that reached out last week, and for anybody who has reached out to say you're listening to the show, I really appreciate it. I invest in audio equipment. I invest in things that are going to move this brand forward, that brings on coaching clients. My model, I said it last week, the week before, my model is completely flipped in 2018. I'm the doctor going door to door with the black bag. Working with people one-on-one has literally changed my life. I love it. Like, it has given me so much more purpose to my life this year than ever before. There's still a place for that membership, that residual build out, the Everyday Saturday Academy, for example, and all these different platforms where people go in and they get a taste of the Everyday Saturday message. That's great. But where I really gain the most, and I think my clients gain the most, matter of fact, I know they do, is working together one-on-one. Where is it that you are investing your time? What's a priority for you? Do you have that gym membership inside your checkbook? Do you have that exercise time blocked out 30 minutes every single day on your calendar? That's a calendar item. That's a checkbook item. Time with God. Do you got that blocked out on your calendar, on your inside of your notes, on your phone, things like that? What about software that you need to run your business? What about equipment that you need to run your business? What about things that you need to do to drive the revenue? What's that look like? So I'm telling you, this is the point for today and really for every day. But today's message, I've never talked about this in particular, the calendar and the checkbook. I don't know why. I learned it from Bob Proctor, and I remember him teaching about this. And Sam, well, let me see your calendar. If I saw your calendar and your checkbook, would I be so excited that I would want to go around teaching other people on how to use it? Not so much, Bob. Let me get back to you. Give me about 6 months and let me start filling it. And here's the funny thing about a calendar and a checkbook. You can't go back and fix it. You can go back and cross it out and line through it and pretend like you did that stuff. But what's on it is what's on it. And so you can't change the past few years, the past 5 or 10 years, what's been on your calendar and what you've been spending. But boy, I'll tell you, here's the really good news, because this has a really happy ending. If you choose to move forward with this happy ending, you can change right now, today, whatever that calendar looks like. And because it's Monday, now I now realize this show's going to be on iTunes forever. But if you're listening to this at the beginning of the week and it's Monday, I'm recording this Monday morning. It's 8 a.m. Monday morning. Just drove my eighth grader to school, got the other girls out. Susan's at home with mom. I got an opportunity to record this podcast for you. I'm going to have this show on iTunes first thing on a Monday morning. I want you to look ahead on your calendar for the rest of this week and say this. Ask this question to yourself. Is this so exciting, what's on my calendar, that it moves me, that I would wake up at 3 a.m. tomorrow to greet the day that I have waiting for me on Tuesday? Tomorrow. And if tomorrow isn't Tuesday for you, whatever day that looks like, okay? Ask yourself this question. Look at your calendar and say, and ask this question. Am I so excited for the rest of this week and specifically tomorrow that I'm going to jump out of bed 3 hours ahead of time just to be ready for that first appointment I have? Am I so excited about my checkbook and what's been happening and the activity inside there that I want other people to see it, because I want them to see what I've been spending money on and investing money on? I mean, that would be exciting for me to share that. I want to post an image of it on Instagram. I want people to see my checkbook. And if that's not the answer, then you got some work to do. And look, and you know what else? Everybody does, myself included. We all can get better at those two activities. And the good news is also, this isn't but a good news podcast. The other good news about all this is that when you start changing what's on your calendar and the activity inside your checkbook, and look, we use checkbook as just kind of a visual thing. Maybe you do everything online. Maybe it's QuickBooks. Maybe you don't even have a checkbook. You just go online, check your bank account every day. Look at what you're spending money on. Is it moving you forward? Is it investing in yourself? And is it investing in your business? And this movement that you want to launch, is it reflective of that? Those two things on your calendar and in your checkbook, are they reflective of this movement that you wish to launch? Okay? And if no, why not? That's all. Just ask the question, why? What's been going on? Fix that. Okay? Because that's a habit that you need to change. Okay? That's all. It's just a habit. Guys, this is all changeable. You want to go from broke to making 10 grand a month? It starts with the calendar and the checkbook. You want to launch this movement? That's the two places I would absolutely refer you to. Take a good hard look at that. Who are you spending time with? What do those appointments look like on the calendar? And where are you spending your money on? I'm telling you, you figure those two things out. I'm not saying anything's guaranteed, but I tell you this much. You are well on your way to Saturday. And you ain't on Monday anymore. You are not on Monday anymore. It is a great news story. I would love to help you. If you go to samcrowleycoaching.com, answer a couple questions. I would love to help you prioritize and launch that movement. It's what I do. It's what I've been doing the past 14 years. It's what I live here for. It's what my passion is. And I would be honored to help you launch your movement. Go to samcrowleycoaching.com, answer a couple questions. We could start work together as early as this week. Check it. All right. Check that out. The calendar, who you spending time with, the checkbook, what are you spending money on? Fix it. It ain't broke forever, and you ain't going to be broke forever. Your best days, they haven't even happened yet. Your best days, say it with me now, they haven't even happened yet. Let's get after it. It's a big week for you. A big week for you. And have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.